on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says that since it's possible to have a beer with Hatoya, it doesn't produce neither a Pesach or Dam, and Rov Bekiyumim in being able to do that. Not everybody does that, but it's possible to do. Everybody is potentially possible to, and therefore it's not considered a psikration. So Omri Rava Barav Chanan Labaya Elamiata Shushbinim Lama used to have Shushbinim that would check the sheets to see if she was a Basula or not. Mapa Lama, they had a Mapa that they could prove that she was a Basula. What do you need that for? If a person could be boiled by Hatoya and there won't be any blood, so what's the need for all of this? Because anyway, he could claim that she's not a Basula because it wasn't blood. Over there you need the Shushbinim and the Mapa, because maybe she will see blood and then it'll be lost. This way at least you have some corroboration that she's a Basula. Rashi, maybe you can't tie against that. Rashi, Shushbinim Lama Me'achar she'esh b'kiyim rivo b'lo dam, since it's possible to be boiled a Basula and there shouldn't be any dam. There were two shushbinim, one for him and one for her, right, to corroborate the fact that either she was a basula or not a basula. That they shouldn't claim false claims, neither the chos nor the kala, regarding her being a basula. What's it going to help? It's possible that she is a basula and there won't be any blood. Mapa lam lavaris absulim, same thing. They had a mapa, that a sheet, that if the blood appeared, you knew she was a basula, and if not, not. Latameich logasne lachogasne shushbina lama mapa lama. Omerle shema yira v'yovad shema lo yate v'yotzi dam v'yovdenu. Maybe he won't be mata, and there will be dam, and then it'll be lost, and he'll be able to claim. Beramols that she wasn't a basula. The Yomer lo matzasi dam. The ilu b'hatoya involiton tomer lo adayim basulani. She'll say I'm still a basula, right? And then the women can check her or whatever. Okay, let's go on. Mosiv Rabbi Ami, hamatis mursa b'Shabbos. Okay, a person bursts a boil on Shabbos. Im lasos lapechayev, if he's doing it to make an opening, to drain it, so it'll be open to drain, so then he's chayev, either because of makav patish or because of bone. Im lahotzi menalecha, but it's merely to drain the pus, then he's potter. And the halacha is by this, even though not normally potter means potter of a lasser, but here it's potter umutter. Rashi, Amathis Mursa, Haposeach Pe Nafach Shekorin Klug. It means you open in a boil an opening, so a drainage opening, so there will be an opening that the air can get in and it will heal. Im Lasos Lopeshim Iskavan Liafosa Liosel Pesel Zelio Mocher. He opens it well, so it'll be open and stay open even more than just to drain the pus for that moment, but it'll remain open and heal the boil. Chayiv shumasakin pesach v'chayiv mishum bone. Rashi learns it's bone, right? And the arshichon binyan v'bali chayim the siva yivin es hatzela. Truth is that's only according to Rabbi Lezer that bone is shayich by a human being, and the chachom will argue on that. So others say that it's not bone over here, but it's makav patish. So whatever reason is, you're chayiv. But if the only reason that you burst the boil is to drain the pus right now, potter, v'kaimelon potter u'mutter, v'chatchila b'yitzir Shabbos, that is what's it called, that it's mutter to do. Kashi l'manda osar, d'hai nomi l'hochi damu. L'chora over here, dam also comes out, and still it says if your kavona is not for the Pesach, that it's okay. So the Gemara answers, Hashem pocket va'akir. Hacha pocket v'lo akir. There's a very difference between dam besulim and the blood that comes out from a boil. By a boil, everything is completely separated. It's all inside the boil. And when you burst the boil, the blood and the pus all come out by itself. Vashein came by that, and therefore, it's not considered like you're making a wound, because the blood is already completely separated out of the system. But by the besulim, it's separated. Even if you hold the dam is mifkad pakid, but it's not completely separated. It's partially separated, partially not. It's separated, but not completely. Rashi, hasum gabi lecha pakid kamos biyachad. It's all completely in the head of the boil. The akir kulei min habasar. It's completely separated from the system. The omeid lotzis. It's ready to come out as soon as it be burst. Hacha dam besulin pakid velo akir legamri. It's not completely separated. Ela nivla ktsas b'ksolit. Some of the dam is still in the place where the besulin is connected to the walls of the body. It's still that there's a connection. It's not mamish like making a regular wound, and it is separated. And therefore, it'll be usher even if bursting this boil would be mutter. The shaila is, why is bursting the boil mutter? Right? Even if you're mechaven to take out the lecha, but it's a psik ratio, you're going to make a pet. The maisa, the opening is automatic. So why don't we say it's also because of psik ratio? The answer is this heter is not to do with psik ratio and in a miskaven. It has to do with melacha shein tzricha legufa. Here you're intending to open it up, but you're intending to open it up not to make an opening, but just to drain it. Now, an opening means that something can go in and something can come out. Here you're not interested in the air going in, which is real Pesach. You're interested just in taking the lecha out. When they made openings in the Mishkan, so they did it for Knisa and Hotzah, to put things in and take things out. Masha'en Kain, over here, your entire intention is just to drain the thing. It's a different intention that was in the Mishkan. That's at least how Tosus learns Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. And Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is a machlokas. Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa as Chayiv, and Reb Shimon holds its Potter. And most poskim, Shulchan Aruch poskim, that it's Potter. And therefore, in this case, since it's a Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, I don't need the opening. It's like digging a hole where you need the earth and not the hole. Same thing over here. You're opening of opening, but you don't need the opening. You just need the dirt. You need the pus to come out. So that's called Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. That's not called Einu Meskavim. And therefore, even though when you dig the hole for the sake of the dirt, you're definitely going to have a hole, but your intention is for the dirt, there it's Potter Aval Aser, right? It's not. We don't say the Din of Psik Reishu, which I'll explain to you in a second why. Over here, really, it should be Potter Aval Aser, but since the Makom Tsar, this specific case, they said it's Mutter. That's basically how we understand this. There's a problem, because the Rambam Paschim's like Rabbi Yehuda, that Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayev, and he still passes that Mathis Mursa is Mutter. Shaila is, how do those two Pesachim go together? The whole reason why Mathis Mursa is Mutter is because Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, which normally is also Mid Rabbanan according to Reb Shimon, here it's Mutter because it's B'makom Tzar, and but if you hold it from Yehuda, it's Chayev. So why should that be Mutter? It should be Chayev, not only Osir, it should be Chayev according to the Rambam. In any case, that's a separate idiom. The question, though, is, which the Rishonim deal with already, why is Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa different than Einu Meskaven with a psik ratio? Right? If I drag a chair across the floor, right, where I intend to drag the chair, but it's so heavy that it has to make a hole, I'm chayiv. Because that's called psik reisha to a melacha shein, to a davar sheinu miskaven. Not intending for the hole, but it has to happen. So I'm chayiv. And yet, if I dig a hole on purpose, but I don't want the hole, I want the dirt, there, I'm potter. What's the difference? So the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam says the difference is like this. Just like we have, he doesn't say this, just like we see by davar sheinu miskaven, by mitzvahs. you hold that, what's it called, that you don't need kavana for mitzvahs. So even without kavana, right, or you're mekayim the mitzvah. Right? Mekayim the mitzvah, even if you don't have kavana l'shem mitzvah. But if you have kavana not to be mekayim the mitzvah, kavana mishnagedes, there you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Even according to the Man Yomer, who says you don't need kavana to mekayim a mitzvah, but if you have negative kavana, you definitely aren't mekayim the mitzvah, according to some opinions. There's a difference between not having kavana and having kavana specifically against. It's the main thing over here. Over here, when I drag the chair, I'm not even thinking about a hole at all. I don't have kavana one way or the other. So if it has to happen, it's as if I had kavana for the hole, and I'm chayiv. But over here, I have kavana for a hole. But I have kavana bedafka for a different reason than it was in the Mishkan. It's not that I'm ignoring the hole. I'm making a hole. But I'm making the hole not for the sake of the hole, but for the sake of taking out the offer. So that's called kavana misnagedes. It's not eino miskaven. It's kavana bedafka for a different reason than was in the Mishkan. That's worse. That's potter. So same thing over here. I intend to make this opening, but I don't want the opening to be there for lahach nisul holtzi. I just wanted to drain the pus. That's okay. Okay. Rav Ami shor limivo betchila b'shabbes. Rav Ami permitted a person to have bia on Shabbos, first bia on Shabbos, even though you break the besulim. Like we said, it's ain't a miskaven, it's not a psikresha, right? Either it's not miskaven for the Pesach, or it's not miskaven, the dam is not a chabura because it's a mitzgad pocket. All the things we learned till now, for those reasons he holds it's mutter, because he passed himself Reb Shimon, and he holds it, or it's makaltel the chabura, not like Reb Shimon, whatever, all the reasons why it's mutter, that's he holds it's mutter. Amri le rabbonin v'halo k'shiva k'shubasa, v'maisa her k'shuba wasn't written yet. Right, he's being boiled on Shabbos and they didn't write a ksuba. Omer lohu at v'suah metaltlin. No, even though a guy's not allowed to live with his wife till he has a ksuba, but if they are what's it called, they are makna her some metaltlin that she'll be able to have a security, right, a guarantee that she'll get her ksuba, that she has something to hold on to. The reason that they didn't allow a person to live with his wife without a ksuba because they're afraid that he'll then divorce her and not give her a ksuba. This way she has a guarantee, she got something, she already is holding a security. That's the sua metaltlin. In fact, la halacha, the ksuba is possible because the date is wrong. For instance, the chasen is supposed to be on Wednesday afternoon, and they get delayed, and the masada kedushin doesn't show up on time, or some aunt is late, and they're waiting for her. And the date of the ksuba is Wednesday, right, for Wednesday. And because it's delayed, the chasen doesn't take place till Thursday. And they have this beautiful illuminated ksuba, and the date is wrong. And the predated ksuba is possible. So there, what they do usually is, since they don't want to write another ksuba and give them a ksuba that's, 10 cent ksuba and they've spent $500 on this one, so what to do is you make a kinyan with the chosan already on Wednesday for the wedding. So he's mechayev himself for the ksuba from before the wedding. So really the halal, that's a predated star is possible because we're afraid that he'll go and take away karka that he sold on the earlier date, which really is not lean to the ksuba because the ksuba didn't take effect yet. But it looks like it did because the ksuba says the date of Wednesday. If he sold property on Wednesday, right, it's not going to be lean to the ksuba. And it's not going to be lean till Thursday. But if he makes a kinyan already on Wednesday, is mechayiv himself, then the property's leaned already from Wednesday. So there's no problem. So if you make a kinyan the day before, in other words, the day that the chasna was supposed to be, even though the ksuba has that date and the chasana didn't take effect till the night, he's mechayiv himself already. So that's done. Even without a ksuba, person can be mechayiv himself. Same thing over here, they were matfis metaltlin, even though there was no written ksuba, that was good enough, they should be able to live together. Rashi at the sur metaltli, tnula metaltlin, takas yoda, the mashkon, give her a surety, a guarantee, that she has something to hold on to, then in case you divorce her, she has the mashkin. The shi'ibud ksubah. So ad shi'ichtav ushtar ksubah, so b'shi'ibud karkos. Till they write the ksuba, and then she has even a lien on his property, she has something in her hand to get, if in case he decides to divorce her. Rav Zvid shor lemivo b'tchil of a Shabbos. Rav Zvid also permitted to have bi'ur rishona on Shabbos. Ika di'amri Rav Zvid gufei bo'al b'tchil of a Shabbos. Rav Zvid himself, right, was bo'al b'tchil, he married a basula, and he had his first bi'ur on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda shor lemivo b'tchil of a Yontif. Rav Yehuda was permitted bi'ur rishona on Yontif. And we'll see now, this question you asked before, is there a difference between Yontif and Shabbos? Because the Gemara said before that Yontif, it was Erev Yontif, it was Mutter. There's no Raya though to Shabbos, we'll see in 1 second. Amra Papai, Mishmei the Rava, Lo Tema Bi Yontif to Shorei, Ha B'Shabbos Aser. You could think that maybe he was only Matured on Yontif and not on Shabbos. Right? Dehu Adin Afilu B'Shabbos Nami Shorei. If it's Mutter on Yontif, it's Mutter on Shabbos too. Okay, but there's a Havamina to say that he only was Matir on Yontif and not on Shabbos. And the reason it said Yontif, right, because the Maisa was asked to him on Yontif. But if it would have been on Shabbos, he would have said the same thing that it's Mutter. We'll see in 1 second what the possibility of being Mutter on Yontif and not on Shabbos. Rav Papa Mishmei the Rava Omar B'Yontif Shari B'Shabbos Aser. No, Ena Chanami. On Yontif it's Mutter to have Bi'ur Rishon and not on Shabbos. Omar Lai Rav Papa Rav Papa Mai Daitech. Why do you think Yontif is different than Shabbos? Mitov Shehutra Chabura Letzorech Hutra Nami Shalom Letzorech. On Yontif we have the cloud Mitov Shehutra Letzorech Hutra Nami Shalom Letzorech. Since it's Mutter Letzorech Ochol Nefesh, and you can make a Chabura Letzorech, you can Shecht on Yontif. So you can make a Chabura Letzorech Ochol Nefesh. So we have a klal that mitoch that it's mutter for Ochol Nefesh, those same malachas are mutter even Shalom Letzorech. So if you're allowed to make a wound Letzorech Ochol Nefesh, you're allowed to do it also Shalom Letzorech Ochol Nefesh. That's what you would think. Ela Me'ata Mutter Lasos Mugmer V'Yontif. Are you allowed to make Mugmer on Yontif? They used to burn incense to put a nice aroma into clothing or into the air or into food. So you think to be allowed to do that in Yontif? To mitov shehutra havora l'tzora, since you're allowed to make fires, and that's havora, is burning the incense, it's havora, since you're allowed to make fires to cook food, so you're allowed to make fires to make the aroma too. So omar leo lech omar kro achasher yeochel l'chol nefesh dover hashova l'chol nefesh, only something that everybody could enjoy equally is mutter on Yontif. But it's not dover hashova l'chol nefesh, not everybody could enjoy it equally, not everybody needs mugmer. Mugmer is only for rich people, poor people don't do that. So it's something that's not consistent to everybody is not mutter on Yontif. That's why some people hold that you're not allowed to smoke on Yontif. Not everybody smokes, right? And therefore, even though havor is mutter, and we say normally that since it's mutter for tzorech ochol nefesh, it's mutter for other things too, but that's only something that is consistent for everybody, but not everybody enjoys smoking, right? And therefore, what's it called, there are those that hold it's usher to smoke on Yontif. But the heterim are, if you smoke you probably know them, but otherwise it's pashtus, it should be usher. Okay, Omer Le Rav Acha. Okay, Omer Le Rav Acha Berei Derova Le Rav Ashi Ela Me'atan Esdamin Lo Tzvi B'Yontif Hoel Ve'ino Shova Lechol Nefesh Hochinami No Asa L'Mishchete. According to that, that has to be something that's consistently potentially used by anybody. If you catch a deer on Yontif, you couldn't shecht it, because deers are only eaten by rich people, not by poor people. Omer Le No Ano Dovrat Tzorech Lechol Nefesh Kamina. A deer, potentially a poor person, if he got a free deer, would also shecht. It's not that poor people don't eat deer, they just don't have the opportunity, but there are certain things that only certain people do, right? It's sorech for them, they don't need it. Some people, the chlal, don't put a roma in their clothing or their food. It's only finicky people who do that. So therefore it's not dover l'shova l'chol nefesh, but something that anybody could do, it's just they don't have the opportunity. That's what's called shova l'chol nefesh. A tzvi conceivably could be used by anybody. Nobody doesn't bedavka eat deer meat, right? But over here, not everybody puts a roma. It's a special thing that only finicky people do. Okay, Rashi. My daitach lemishle biyontif yosh mishavas. Why would you think that it's mutter to be boiled on yontif, even though you're making a chabura, which therefore is also on Shabbos? But on yontif you could make a chabura. Why? Because since wounding is mutter with tzorech ochel nefesh shchita, so it's mutter even shalol the tzorech ochel nefesh for bia. Mor says no, the tzorech ochel nefesh kagon shchita mugmar v'somim al ha'esh. You put incense on a fire. Legameres hakelim v'yasabegodim. You do it to put a nice aroma into your clothing or into the food vessels that you're making. Well, and not everybody did that. Okay, only finicky people did that. Olecho merkrol lechol nefesh dover hashava lechol nefesh mutter ubi'il hashava lakol. Right? Your question on mugmer should be mutter is not a question on me, because it's not the same thing as be'ila. Be'ila is shava lakol. Everybody, what's it called, has relations with their wives. Not everybody has a wife, but if they can, conceivably they could. Aval mugmer ainu elam mefunakim. But mugmer is only for finicky people. Okay. Omer of Yaakov Bar Iri, but that was Rav Papa. It's only mutter on yontif, and therefore before the Gemara didn't chop right away that mutter on Shabbos, because it's possible there could be only mutter on yontif. But the Maaseh LaHalacha, there's no difference between them. Omer of Yaakov Bar Iri, Hora Rav Yochanan B'tzaydin Osur Livo B'tchilva Shabbos. Now we have the Isser, right? Rav Yochanan B'tzaydin was Mora. He gave a ruling that it's usher to be boiled the first bee on Shabbos. Mara says, Umika hora le'isser. Do you call ushering something a hora, a ruling, right? L'chora in, that's a call. Yeah, you do. V'hasna'ana, I'll show you a proof that a isser could be called a ruling. What's the first shayla? You don't have to pass on something to be usher, right? You could be choshesh, you could be machmer to be usher. To make something usher, you don't have to come out with a strong ruling. You just have to not be matered. Now, shenkin heter, koach that teira, others, you matter something, you have to have a ruling that it's mutter. Otherwise, once it should be usher. Right? To be come and say that something that looks like it could have reason to be usher is mutter, you have to have a strong reason to do that. You have to need a ruling. But to say something's usher, you don't have to know for sure it's usher. You could be machmer. You could do it misafik. So that's not called a ruling, that just says you can't do it. To see Rashi, Umika Hora le Isser, Umikari Isser Hora. Saying something is also, is that called a Hora? Mishum Dalchol Adam Rashai Lahachmer. You could be Machmer if you want, and not do something that you're allowed to do. The Haoser Ainses Michas Dvorim, Shafilu Minasothik, Shein Halacha Brurolo, Huba Uvoser. Even something that's not clearly also, you could ask her, Misothik. So it's not a ruling, it's just that we're choshish, we're afraid. Maybe it's osur, so you don't do it. Aval hamater somech al shmuaso, o al svores chachmaso v'hu hora. But somebody who's mater something has to know for sure it's okay. You can't do it misafik, and therefore that's called a ruling. The Gemara says no, he calls a ruling even to be mater. V'hasnan horua beis hilo shetei nezirus nezira od sheva shonim achiros. The Maisa was that Hilni Amalka was Mekablan herself Naziris for 7 years, and she was in Chutz Laretz. So they say, oh, that somebody's Mekablan Naziris in Chutz Laretz and comes to Eretz Israel has to repeat the Naziris. So he was Mora that she should be, what's it called? She should be a Nazira another 7 years, which was an Issa. She had to do something, right, that she wasn't Mutter anymore to be not a Nazira. And still it says Hora. It says the Lashon of Hora. The Inami Kiha de Tanya. Another Braisa that says Hora le Isser. Chut Hashed Rishinifsek Berubo. Divi Rebbe. That Trefa is if the spinal cord is cut most of the way. Rabbi Yaakov Om Rafilu Nikiv. Even if there's a hole in it. Not most of it. Even if it's a Trefa. Hora Rebbe Kareb Yaakov. Rebbe himself passed like Rabbi Yaakov. So you see, the Hora can be for an Isser too. Om Rav Huna ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yaakov. And Rav Huna said the halacha is not like Rabbi Yaakov.
Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Masni Hachi. Omer Bavo Shol Rabbi Shmuel ben Yaakov de Minsuris Rabbi Yochanan Betzaida. Va'anor Shami. I was listening when Rav Avo asked Rabbi Shmuel ben Yaakov de Minsur as Rabbi Yochanan. He asked Rabbi Yochanan Betzaida this shayla. What mal livo betchilo v'Shabbos? Is it mutter to have beer rishon on Shabbos? Va'omer lei osur. And he told him it's osur. The hilchasa and the halacha is mutter livo betchilo v'Shabbos. And the halacha is not like that. The halacha is that it's mutter, and that's taka la halacha la maisa, that it's mutter to have beer rishona on Shabbos. Rashi, horua beishil mishnah maseches nazir behilni amalka shiyotza b'no la milchama. Her son went out to war. V'nod rosheva shani b'nazir, and she said, if my son comes back, or for this chus that I'm doing this, my son should come back from the war healthy. So she made herself a Nazira for 7 years, Bechutzlar. She was a Chutzlaritz. But also Eretz Yisrael. And then she came to Eretz Yisrael. Harua Beisil, she take no Nazira, old Sheva Shonim Acheres. Beisil holds that if you're Makabal Naziris and Chutzlaritz, that you have to repeat it if you come to Eretz Yisrael. Chut Hashed Rishanitze Berubo Trefa. Okay, we didn't get her yet. So that's the finish of this Sugya of Be'ila B'Shabbos. Next sugya is the brachos of Erusin and the Suin, Sheva brachos or whatever, a little lighter in Yonim for the next few days.